2790.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A man from Colorado was ejected from his car during a rollover crash in northwest Kansas, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. A 38-year-old man from Denver, Colorado, was driving a 1998 Dodge Caravan westbound on Interstate 70 in Trago County when the accident happened. The man was taken to a Wichita Medical Center with suspected serious injuries. And the Vietnam Veterans Wall That Heals is coming to Great Bend, and it's free for everyone to see. J.P. Bazette has more.
It's happening May 11th through the 14th. However, before the wall is set up and ready to be visited, there will be an escort that the public will definitely want to be part of on May 9th. The escort will include 50 to 100 motorcycles with American flags and the trailer. It starts at 1:40 p.m. in Claflin and ends at the Al Burns Field in Veterans Memorial Park in Great Bend.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced a new program aimed at helping Kansas communities that lack high-speed internet. The Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINC program, will provide $30 million in competitive funding opportunities to build the infrastructure needed for more homes and businesses to access broadband. The goal of the LINC program is to reduce the cost of internet service, increase its availability, and improve its performance for users. LINC will provide opportunities for increased adoption of the internet by focusing on funding for broadband infrastructure enabling in-user locations with the higher megabytes per second speeds, internet exchange point facilities to improve the overall internet access service quality for all Kansans, and middle mile infrastructure to reduce overall costs in delivering broadband to end users. Entities eligible to apply for the LINC program include internet service providers, political subdivisions, tribal governments, cooperatives, and nonprofit organizations. Projects in higher-cost rural areas are eligible for greater public matches to encourage providers to build out otherwise financially inviolable areas. Projects submitted to the Capital Projects Funds program can be considered for these awards. The Kansas Office of Broadband has been holding meetings across the state to solicit feedback for its five-year broadband access strategic plan. And listening sessions across the state have highlighted the need for continued investment in broadband. More information about the LINC program is available at kansascommerce.gov/link. Kansas's delegation in the U.S. Senate applauded the Senate's passage of legislation that nullifies the listing of the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species, as Kansas State's representation in Washington pushed back on the bird's listing under the Endangered Species Act, citing a negative economic impact on the state. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas sponsored a measure repealing federal protections for the rare prairie bird that's found in parts of the Midwest and Southwest, including one of the country's most prolific oil and gas fields. And Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas led companion legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives. Senator Marshall said in November, when speaking out against a decision from the Biden administration to list the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act, that listing the lesser prairie chicken will hurt Kansas's economy, hinder oil and gas independence, increase utility costs, and prevent the development of renewable energy in prime western Kansas locations. The lesser prairie chicken's range covers a portion of the oil-rich Permian Basin along the New Mexico-Texas state line and extends into parts of Colorado, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Environmentalists have long sought stronger federal protections for the bird, which they consider severely at risk due to oil and gas development, livestock grazing and farming, along with roads and power lines. However, Senator Marshall and other Republicans say greater protections aren't needed and the government instead should rely on voluntary conservation efforts already in place. Five people were injured in an accident just after 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2011 Ford Explorer driven by Carla Lynn Wessel, 71 of Selden, was westbound on U.S. 24 at County Road 26 when the driver failed to yield and rear-ended a 2008 Ford Edge driven by Vicki Darlene St. Clair, 65 of Stockton, who was stopped in a construction zone. EMS transported Wessel, a passenger in the Explorer, Leslie L. Paulson, 68 of Selden, and St. Clair, and two passengers in the Edge identified as Jacqueline Merlin Werner, 77 of Plainville, and Vonda K. Pfeiffer, 58 of Stockton, to Citizens Medical Center. All five were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $14,671.50 in the April grant cycle, and these funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported DSNWK, which received $2,171.50 to be used to replace outdated technology in their group homes and Frontier Developmental Center in Norton. Upgrades include tablets that will provide opportunities for distance learning, conferencing, and telemedicine, as well as hardware and network equipment to improve workflow and efficiency for staff. The Norton Girl Scouts Troop 10425 received $4,000 to attend the National Girl Scout Convention in Orlando, Florida in July 2023. Girls from across the country will gather to celebrate and work towards their mission of building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And the funds will help with the costs of flights, lodging, and convention fees for the seven local girls who are attending. K-State Research and Extension Twin Creeks District received $500 for planning a program aimed at helping landowners understand invasive plant encroachment of usable grassland areas. The goal is for participants to be aware of options to control and monitor invasive and noxious plants like Easter red cedar, honey locust, musk thistle, Canada thistle, and soapweed. And people interested in the program can contact Keith Van Skyke at kvan@ksu.edu. The Norton County Health Department received $2,500 in funding to help purchase a spot vision screener. This handheld portable device will be used during physicals to detect vision problems in children as young as 6 months of age, compared to the old-fashioned way of using an eye chart, which isn't effective in children who cannot read letters or name shapes. The Spot Vision machine uses lights and sounds to perform an efficient screening process and detect conditions such as myopia, hyperopia, and astigmatism. And USD 211 received $5,500 in funds to support the local JAG-K program. JAG-K is a 501c3 nonprofit that partners with public schools to offer an elective class that provides academic and other positive supports to ensure students earn their diploma. By exploring career opportunities and practicing soft skills, students are prepared to successfully transition to post-secondary education, military service, or into the workforce following their graduation. Currently, Norton's JAG-K class has around 60 students. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org. All applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge repair project on K-383 in Norton County. The bridge is located approximately 4 miles east of the Decatur County line, and during construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane and controlled by temporary traffic signals. Delays not exceeding 5 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be completed in September, conditions permitting. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on Tuesday, May 2nd, the Northern Valley track team competed in the Logan Invitational Meet in Phillipsburg, saying there were 8 schools at the meet on a nice sunny spring day. The Northern Valley 6th grade boys claimed 3rd place, scoring 56 points. Cash Compton had a big day, winning 4 medals, first in the long jump, second in the 100-meter dash and 100-meter hurdles, and third in the 200. Aaron Horoshek won the silver medal in the shot and bronze in the discus, and Jaden Johns added a 2nd-place finish in the 800. The Northern Valley Junior High boys also had a good day, placing 2nd as a team with 98 points. Tate Talheim won a gold medal in the 100 hurdles, Lucas Hansen won a gold medal in the triple jump and added 3 bronze medals in the long jump, 200 and 400, Griffin McKinney won 2 medals, silver in the 200 hurdles and bronze in the shot, and Connor David had a personal record in the discus, throwing 102 feet, placing 2nd. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Have fun with a team that is more than a tire store, and it won't even seem like work. Kansas Land Tire in Norton has an immediate opening for a service truck operator and general service person. You must have a valid driver's license, and the job comes with competitive wages, 401k, insurance, and uniforms. Experience is preferred but not necessary, and Kansas Land is willing to train you. Please apply at 11101 Road E1 in Norton or call 877-5181. Kansas Land Tire is an equal opportunity employer.
It's Cinco de Mayo at your Jamboree. On sale this week, baby back pork ribs, $2.98 a pound. Boneless beef arm roast, buy one, get one free. Whole seedless watermelon, $5.98 each. 5-pound bag red or gold best choice potatoes, $2.98 each. Select varieties Nabisco Oreo cookies, $2.99 with digital coupon. And select varieties Ragu pasta sauce, just $1.77 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall recently held a press call to address striking down the Lesser Prairie Chicken Endangered Species Act designation. Despite the vote opposing the ESA designation, President Biden has already come out saying that they will veto the resolution. In response to that possibility, Senator Marshall says that it is his duty, as well as the press's duty, to make sure that Kansans are informed of how this ruling would affect them.
Well, I don't think we have enough votes to override his veto, but I certainly think that people back in Kansas will understand that he vetoed legislation that impacts their lives, and that's my job, and that's your all's job, is to help Kansans understand how this legislation, if he vetoes it, how that impacts them on a day-to-day basis. So I can't change the White House, but we've had some success moving him in the right direction, so we'll see.
Senator Marshall goes on to say that the potential consequences of this resolution being vetoed would be an attack on rural America.
When they list something like the lesser prairie chicken, it does more than just impact the oil and gas industry. It impacts farmers and ranchers in the sense that they're not able to go out and check their cattle at certain times of the day, that they may not be able to plant the wheat at a certain time of the day as well, that it impacts people building power lines from western Kansas where all the wind turbines are, green energy, as they say. Whenever you add rules and regulation, it drives up the cost of doing business. Whether you're in the oil and gas industry, a farmer or a rancher, so that drives up the production of food, which impacts the cost of groceries at the grocery store, or it impacts the cost of in this case, transmitting energy as well. So that's what I'm talking about. We feel like this president ignores rural America, that this is an attack on rural America, and we hope that he doesn't veto it.
This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got a very warm weekend coming up statewide with a few locations expected to top the 90-degree mark tomorrow and again on Sunday with a southwesterly flow of warm air moving in. A few showers or thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. Those will be mainly in the northwest counties, and we may get some hail and very gusty wind with a few of those. Occasional clouds through the weekend, but fairly low rain chances Saturday and Sunday. It'll be breezy for most areas, fire weather conditions possible in our western high plains. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is centered in northeast Colorado with a little bit of moist air hanging around our northwest counties. A stationary front runs across southern Kansas, and that'll be heading northward through the day as a warm front. A cold front extends southward from that low, and ahead of the system, isolated to scattered showers or thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and evening for the northwest counties. Few of those storms could be strong to severe with damaging wind and hail possible. That low moves slightly southward during the evening. Overall, rain chances look low except for those storms in the northwestern counties lasting into the overnight hours. Mostly sunny and very warm on Saturday with that low headed off to the northeast. 80s and a few low 90s statewide. Sunday looks about the same, dry except for an isolated shower or thunderstorm and way above average daytime highs. This afternoon in our northwest counties, low to mid 80s. With our lows 45 to 50 overnight, upper 70s and low 80s north central, mid to upper 50s for the overnight lows, mid 70s northeast, and tonight we're in the upper 50s, low 80s southwest, mid to upper 40s overnight. For the south central counties, low 80s with mid to upper 50s for the overnight lows, upper 70s to low 80s southeast, and tonight we're in the upper 50s to low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley
Vet Supply. And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.